Okay, says I'm recording. Okay, here's a E.
Again?
E.
Okay, ready?
Okay, also, let me do this. I'm going to turn down the microphone a little bit. And hopefully you'll still... Okay, now if I turn it down to there, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, question number one. Let's see, these Zapatiato. You gave me two pages. Are you going to give me the final pages?
Yes, for sure. Well, that's what we are. Do you know already those two?
Pretty well.
Okay, let's try to take one more. Because sometimes they want it not to give all the stuff and then don't play anything. Like, we need to do, check every part and, let me see.
Okay.
I have here. So that every lesson at least we see one page. Bring the fingerings and all this. Let's see. For sure, we have all the music. Let's see. It's here. Okay, now this is the pages. You have page 1 and 2, right?
I do.
So let's put page 3 and 4. That's page 3. Then you can print it. Page 3. And the four one. It's just four pages.
Oh, that's send message. I don't know what I'm doing here. Oh, here it is. Okay, so I click on that. It'll start downloading.
Very good.
Okay, and then save. Okay, and then page 4. Where's page 4? Page 4. Where'd it go?
This one is
page. What's
page
happening?
4. So download page 3. Just to read. Just click on
okay.
The
okay, I'm
three.
Having a little difficulty. Three. Hang in just a second. Okay. The poor computer is okay. It's download. Okay. Save. Okay, page 3, open it. Oh, man,
okay,
this is such a struggle.
But we need to put the 6th string on D, eh?
Well, this is going very slowly. Page 3. I've got all these page 4s, but I don't see page 3. Come on.
Go to the chat room.
Okay, this must be it right here. Okay, open that. You know, it's amazing how slow computers can be sometimes. Okay, while we're waiting for this to open, let me ask you about another thing. When I was doing the Aranjuez, is that how you pronounce it, Aranjuez?
Yes.
I'm wondering how to group these. Is this like in four per measure, strums?
It's two four.
It's 2-4. So you go one and two and for the E minor, and then the C. First C is 1, and then the and would be back into E minor.
No. All of the chords that are there, written, like every chord you see written, means we play it once. But in rhythm and structure, we would do 1, 2, 1, 2. Just the counting. But it would be one each. So first are 4.
Okay, so each drum is a count of 2, in other words. And the fact that it comes out with an uneven number is not important.
That's right, yes, exactly.
Okay.
That's right. It's just a chord as a guidance.
Okay, so I'm going to save this. Save. Where's save?
Page 3 only. Just take one page at a time.
Okay.
Page 3.
All right. So page 3, we have...
Yes?
8th on...
Okay. Finger 3 on paper. That's right. So we'll play this arpeggio like this. Sounds... There's two identical measures there, right? Have I lost my sound? I've lost something here. Thank you.
Okay, I'm in my lesson right now, although he got cut off. I'm assuming he's having trouble.
Lost three pens.
Okay. Assume that was a problem at your end and not mine.
Oh, so we have this here, which is that's the first two bars.
Okay. Let's see, what am I doing?
One fret up.
Oh, well, let's see. Oh, okay. That's right. That's going to sound better.
Right.
Okay, two. Okay, now, do you bar on that third one?
No, no.
Yeah, I can't see. Oh, there you go. Okay, you just move the index finger over. Take a little time to smooth out, but I understand it. One, two, three, four, five. Okay, that major has five notes, so there's a pause right after the hammer-on. There's a one beat pause.
That's right, so it would be one, two, three. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
Okay.
One, two,
Probably getting ahead, but on the beginning of the third line, there is three notes in the measure.
Yes.
Okay.
So we will do 1, 2, 3, 4. Read from the beginning.
Okay. Okay, there is a difference between the two. The first one is, and then, absolutely. It's a drop D tuning. Ah, yes, that will make a big difference, won't it? Although we hadn't played it until this very end, did we? Well, we hadn't actually played that string. So I guess that's the reason why it didn't come up. Okay, so.
Now, on the low four strings, we will do. Let's continue reading this part. After this. That one,
okay.
That one you can play.
Because
that one was okay how you
play. Okay, and then we get to the bass.
Lower a bit.
It creeps up a little. Is that right?
Thank you. And now, second bar, same thing.
One and four are played together. It's a little hard to tell, but the I guess it is. You have an A and M marked right above each other, so it's one.
That's bar one.
Okay.
Bar one.
Oh, bar one. Yes. Okay. So, and that. It's not very tight right now, but and then
second fret, same position, is the same one.
Okay.
One and two, same position.
I see. Like that.
Yes. So one, two, three.
Okay, it starts out two and four. Okay, we're C. Okay, let's see. I'm getting confused here. We're at this one, and then we come up. Oh, okay. I see. Yeah, five. That's right. And on the. Okay.
Yes, and then so with one, two, three, four, and then
okay,
now,
four.
Line we do D major chord.
Okay. Before we get to the fifth line, I haven't done the four. I didn't realize we were doing the fourth measure on the fourth line. So that's. Okay. All right. So then the fifth. Okay, now the fifth line. Thank you. I don't understand your notation on the fifth line. It's four times something, but I'm not sure what.
No, that's four lines. Four lines is the four times.
Oh, I see. You continue to play four more times the same.
What time we play this one?
I see.
There. And four. Yes.
Okay.
And then we would play.
Okay, and now that's the sixth line now then. That's on line six?
Fifth line.
Fifth is the one with the times four notation.
That's the fourth one.
Oh. Well, okay. If that's the fourth one.
Fourth line is that one, and when it says times four, that means four times the line four.
Okay, but and you're calling that the fourth line. I count five there, but if you call that fourth, four. Okay, the line after that one.
After that one, then will be well. On lines on the hexagram will be the sixth, but really is the fifth because the fifth space is empty. It says four times four.
Okay, so you're not counting that one. I see what you're saying.
After that one, says
it's a bar two. Okay.
Then we play D major.
Okay, so that's five there. And, that's a strain. Let's see, I don't have enough fingers. We're barring two, so that's the first finger. We have a third finger. Oh, we have third fret. Oh, I see. Third. Fourth. And fifth. Oh, that's not so bad. Okay, yeah. It's like what I call a C pattern, but on the second bar.
That's fine. It's like C major.
Yeah.
So we do not C.
Okay, so five. The three, okay. Like that. And then we slide it down. No, don't slide it down. No. Okay, the...
What would play finger three on the fourth fret, sixth string.
Finger three on the fourth. And so this would be... Ooh. Okay. And two and two. So it's kind of... It's okay, so it's still on a bar on two on the second fret.
Yes.
No, that's not so bad then. Okay. Okay. So we're there, and then we move over to there.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then we've got. Okay, this is like an A minor now. Okay, so. Good.
Do you think that the fifth string is finger one on the second fret?
Seems easy.
Yes. So we'll be kings and then we'll be one, two, three. And
okay.
Then we play.
Okay, and then we're down now to an A. This is a garden variety A.
5-0-0.
Right? Okay, five. Okay, that's easy enough.
Yes, and then we have finger three on the fourth fret, sixth string.
Okay, that should be this. Right?
Yes, ma'am.
And then we got a 5. Oh, am I looking in the wrong place? Where am I?
Yes.
Okay, now we're down to 3 here, and 3 there, and 2. Oh, so, okay. Oh, no.
Okay,
we have
that one there.
We go 1 fret up and 1 fret down.
Okay.
And then. Okay, 2. The C pattern, and then it goes to a.
Now we need page number 4.
Okay? Let's see, number.
We are just reading the partitura. So click on the.
Oh, on the 4th page. Okay.
Yes, to see the end of the piece, because this will be the last page.
All right.
It's not even complete. It's just 2 or 3 lines.
Okay, let me find. Okay, so it'll take a minute to, and I'll tell you what's going to work best is when you were offline for that moment, I printed off the page, and so I was able to read from the page, which is so much easier because then I can see both you and the music. So as soon as this comes up, I will quickly print it and run and get it. The printer's in another room, but it just takes me about 10 seconds to get to it.
Oh yes, fantastic.
Yeah, and then I'll work from the page, and I can. The other thing is I can put some notations on it as we talk, which I can't do with a PDF.
That's good. So you have the printer right away.
Yeah. Okay. While we're waiting for this thing to download, the third question I had is in 3 notas, tres notas. The bottom at the bottom of the page is the blue chord progression.
Yes.
Now that's there to, if you want to play a duet or how does that fit into what I've been working on?
The blue ink, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, yes, that's just a chord. There should be red and let me see which one is that, you mean. Let's click here. Yeah.
No, I have it in black and white, so.
Black and white, oh, wow.
But at any rate, where it says, it says, at the, almost at the bottom, it says chord progressions E minor. And that's in blue. Okay.
And then E minor, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so that E minor, this is just a chord. A minor, B7, mm-hmm. E minor, probably.
But I don't play that the same time I'm playing the melody on those upper lines.
Exactly, that's right. So the melody is one thing, mm-hmm. and the chords are other.
Okay.
That's why I sent you a video. Mm. Do you have that?
No, I don't think I have. I don't. Oh, I do have it. You sent that to me a week earlier. I do have it someplace.
I can send you right now. No problem.
Yeah, send it again just in case. In the meantime, let me quickly, while you're sending that, I'm going to print this off.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Okay, I'll be, just a moment.
No problem, yes.
Okay, I'm back.
Fantastic. My God, you're really fast.
Well, it's not a very big house. It's okay. Not like being in a university where the printer's way down the hall.
So now we can play.
Okay.
This chord with the C major pattern.
Okay, we're on. Okay, let me get this out of the way so I can see you. Okay, it's our C pattern, isn't it? Okay, let me start that one over again. I got lost. Okay. That goes from 5 to 4 to 3. Okay.
And then, now we play with thumb.
Okay, thumb key.
Okay.
Oh, it's this is all one measure, this long, the five.
Yes, it's the beginning.
Is on a different string. It's 3, 4, 2. There we go. And then 2, 3, 1. 3, 1. And then 1. And then we have. Okay, let me sort this one out. 2, 3.
Yes.
And then, what is it, just slide up? 2. In the wrong place here. It's 7, 7, 6, and 5 now. And then this isn't The last chord is this.
Here is 202.
So okay, something's cut off. Let me look back. I think something might be cut off. The last line doesn't look right. I should have 1, 2, 3, 4 lines or more.
Four lines.
Okay, and the last chord is like that.
The last chord is half bar 2 and finger 2 on the second string.
I don't see that on the score. But that's what it's supposed to be. It's just a half barred D.
Bar 2.
Okay.
Yes, bar 2 and finger 2 there.
Okay, just like I'm doing here. Can you see?
Yes, that's the last one. Only thing that the half bar goes from the third string down.
Third string down.
Yes, this is the D. It's the graphical way of the D to know that we play it like this. The whole G.
So it goes from that and then resolves to this.
That one there is called the index down. G, I, down. Since with the index, I will do this.
Oh, let's see. I'm beginning to see what you're okay, I see what you're showing here. Okay, I was confused. Okay. Okay, so it ends with okay, it's a thumb down with a gulpy.
Yes, you can do thumb down with gulpy.
Okay, and then back up with the fingernail. It comes back up with the fingernail of the thumb.
Yes, or you can do six down gulpy. Tapping with index down, D. But
let's see what I got here.
You have it. Let me send you again anyway.
Okay.
I send you the
test. It says easy simplified melody. Is that what I'm supposed to be looking at?
No. That's the regarding the tres notas piece.
Okay.
Regarding the zapateado thing, we have this here. I send you right now again.
Okay.
Put it in one place or something. We cannot do. Look, this one here. It's zapateado. Yes, zapateado. That one. I tap here. This one here. This is the video. Let's see. Zapateado is there on San Luca. This one.
Yeah.
And
okay, it's coming through now, and I think I do have it. It was several weeks ago that you sent it.
Yes, keep all these things in a file so that we
I
can
do.
Material.
I do have a file. I also keep it. I have a web page, and all of your material is on the web page.
Uh-huh. as goes.
Week by week, yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, I'll send you back later a link to my website page so you can see how I'm handling your stuff.
Oh, very good. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, my dear Bruce, so practice those 2 pages and we will read all the things. Next time we will check from the beginning.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll practice for 2 weeks.
Today we completed the reading of the piece.
Mm-hmm.
And now we need to go through it and really learn to play part after part. Uniting the past, that's right.
Absolutely. Okay, yes, now, yeah, do you guys have a Thanksgiving up there?
A climate, you mean?
No, a Thanksgiving. This next week is Thanksgiving for us.
Well, it was last week.
Last week. Well, of course, you're further north, you see. So harvest time is, actually, it'd be later, wouldn't it? Who knows why? It's like Oktoberfest, right?
For you, it's now?
Yeah, for us it's next week. It's the fourth Thursday of November.
My God, how it can be different in Canada?
Well, no, there's a reason. Ours is tied to when the pilgrims, the first people who settled in New England, brought in their harvest, and they had a party with the Indians, and we celebrate that. Now you have a different tradition in Canada. Because you don't go back to those same people. You go back to a different group, maybe French.
That's right. Eh?
Yeah. Well.
Okay.
Well, I'll see you in 2 weeks then.
Yes, I'm happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you very much. Adios.
Adios, my friend.